A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following, whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that that disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die, just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. Peter seems to be acting like a third grader. Third graders are endowed with a beautiful yet sometimes annoying sense of righteousness and justice. Just when they try to work so hard on doing the right thing, somebody else does the wrong thing and gets away with it. They rush to report the event. They cry out for settlement, for watching that person get what they deserve. So here, Jesus calmly and reassuringly tells Peter that this individual, John by name, will remain, will be more or less protected by Jesus' presence. John goes on to say that Jesus did a whole lot more, that there were many, many things that Jesus did before he left. He says that if we tried to write them down, there would not be enough pages, not enough books to hold them all. Is this hyperbole? Is this to challenge our thinking? Is this fact? Whenever I read this line, I pause for a moment and try to imagine all the other things John is referring to. Did Jesus pick up a stone and feel its ridges? Did Jesus continue to offer a hand, a hug, an extra loaf of bread to an oppressed woman with a child? Did Jesus ever sing? Did he chant his Jewish hymns for the apostles? Did he dance if he ever went to another wedding like Cana? Did he ever wear out? Did he ever lose his patience and tell the guys to chill? Our Jesus was human as well as divine, so maybe some of these things really did happen. What can we take from this reading today? Be who you are. Rise above the pettiness of judging, as suggested by Peter. Look beyond the surface. See the beauty of the person beneath their weaknesses. Don't try to follow the pop culture. Follow the culture of a God who takes you as you are. Love God as God loves you.